Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online teaching and preaching ministry. We are continuing our study of the book of Acts as we look today at Acts chapter 4, verses 32, verse 37. This session is entitled Sharing in the Church. In this study, which I've entitled Luke's History of the Church, Volume 2. I hope you have your Bible with you, open to the book of Acts, to chapter 4, that you can follow along as we take a look at this passage, beginning with verse 32. Now the multitudes of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Nor was there any among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things which were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. This passage is absolutely crucial to understanding the early church. There was a harmony of fellowship in that church. We're of one heart and one soul. Many believers, but one body. Many believers, one heart. Many believers, one mind. Many believers, one soul. John chapter 17, verse 21, Jesus said as he prayed in that upper room on that night before he was crucified, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Here we get yet another intimate glimpse of life in that early church. There was no needy person in that fellowship. And why is that? Well, it's because of the sharing of personal goods. Verses 43 and 44 of chapter 2, it says, then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. And here in verse 32 and verse 33 of chapter 4, now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Now just consider for a moment, as we look at this passage, the character of the church's fellowship. There was unity in mind and heart. Verse 32, the first part of it. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. There were many different people from different backgrounds, different places, and yet they all were of one heart and one soul. There was unity in mind and heart. There was also sharing of possessions. Verse 32, the second part of it. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. You see, even though they were stewards of God's things, even though they possessed those things, because they were stewards of God's things, they didn't consider the things that they had and were responsible for to be theirs, but God's, and they were watching over them, and so they were ready at any moment to give them up in order to meet need. So there was unity in mind and heart, there was a sharing of possessions, but there was also power and witnessed by the apostles. Verse 33, the first part of it. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And it was grace. The grace of God on them. Second part of verse 32. And great grace was upon them all. The overriding concept here that we see in the fellowship is unity. Fellowship in the Spirit, or just fellowship that we see back in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. The unity was expressed in the sharing of possessions. You see, no one claimed their possessions as their own. Everyone shared what they had. Did they have shared ownership? Was this communal living? No. Read verses 34 and verses 35 again. Verse 34 and 35. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all were possessors of lands and houses. Those who were possessors of lands and houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. Nor was there any among them who lacked. Why not? Well, believers sold property and brought the proceeds to the apostles to give to those who were in need. The giving was wholly voluntary. There was no obligation to bring anything, as would be the case in communal living. And then look at verses 36 and 37. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Ananias and Sapphira. Sad story, which we're going to look at next time. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 4, it says, while it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You've not lied to men, but to God. See, what Ananias and Sapphira, it was theirs. Even after they sold it, the proceeds were still theirs. The widow's fund of Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, which we're going to see later on. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. So they gave out food to those who were in need among the Christians, the Jewish Christians and the Greek Christians, the Gentiles who become Christians. And then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it's not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. And then there was Mary's house. Acts chapter 12, verse 12 and going forward. It says, the church gathered there, you know, but it was still hers. They gathered there, but it was her house. Verse 12, so when they had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Now, communal living was not the early church's experience. There was a keen awareness of all we have belongs to God Himself. And we're to be ready always to give it to meet needs. It was handled through a central distribution system, and they gladly gave it up. Acts chapter 6 and verse 2 again. It says, then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. So they got the 7 and put them in charge of it. So as people sold property, or when they gave resources to the church, this central group of 7, they were the ones who managed that and met the needs of the widows and whoever else was in need. And so when there's unity in the body, boundaries will just melt away. But let me ask you, what are you holding on to today? Transfer in your heart all your possessions to the Lord. They're His anyway. He says that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. He says that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to Him. All the silver and all the gold, it all belongs to Him. Everything that we have belongs to God. It's His. We're stewards. And so we need to gain the mindset in our mind and in our heart that what we have belongs to God. We're stewards of it. We manage it for God. But we need to have the mindset that it's not ours, it's His. He needs to be able to control them. We manage them. He tells us what to do with them.